Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast, which is one of my favorite ones to do because I like toys and I like weeks. This week, the Toy of the Week podcast is going to be looking at Transformers, Robots in Disguise, Warrior Class Wave 10. This one came out a little while ago, but we didn't talk about it yet, so it seems like now's a good time to talk about it. Wave 10 includes a return of Grimlock and Strongarm, which we reviewed a couple years ago. They're great figures. Grimlock's a green and black T-Rex, turns into a robot. Strongarm is a police SUV vehicle, it turns into a robot cop. She is joined by Blastwave, a tank that's a partial retool of a Megatronus. Stormshot, a, as far as I can tell, new jet transformer. A new version of Drift that looks more in line with his Morden Meets the Eye incarnation than Robots in Disguise, and Starscream, which is a not really a repack, but a slightly barely changed version of the one that was sold exclusively at a toy store last year, who is us but not us. You get the idea. Anyway, Grimlock and Strongarm are both great if you don't already have them. I'm going to assume that you do. Blastwave looks a lot like Bludgeon. It's a Transformers tank from the 1980s. It was originally a Pretender. It has a skull head and a samurai helmet of sorts, and the artwork on the package shows a different head, but it was a partial retool of Megatronus, so there was probably some considerations along the way, changing the artwork, changing the toy. It looks cool. It's got a chest and a head that look just like Bludgeon. It's got a sword, and it's going to be repainted as Bludgeon, but this is an Autobot, and it's green and blue with a little bit of yellow. And it looks cool, because how many Autobots do you know who have a skull for a head? Not many. Articulation's great, transformation's pretty good, tank mode's okay, really dig the robot mode. Sword's painted nicely, it's got a silver blade, the hilt goes into his hands pretty smoothly, and there's a 5mm peg on the side, so it can plug onto his leg, and you can kind of have it hanging there, kind of like, you know, ready to fight, he can draw it if he needs it. Stormshot is a new Autobot jet. I think a brand new character, too. It's mostly white with red and blue. The paint job's great. The stripes and the patterns are really cool. He has two guns that can be combined into one gun if you want a bigger gun. And the transformation is almost exactly like that of some of the Combiner Wars jets from a couple years ago, minus the whole peg in the chest to actually make a combiner. Head's great. It's got a visor and a mouth. A blue helmet. Good articulation, easy to transform, kind of bulky in jet mode, but I think it's charming. If you enjoyed the Combiner Wars toys, but don't like the combiner parts, this is a great toy to get. If you just need more new Autobot characters, of which there are very few, this is worthwhile. And you can get it from us if it was in stock, which it's not. But it will be again soon, I think. Warrior Drift has been updated to a white toy with red, so it looks a little bit more like the More Than Meets the Eye character, Generations version of the toy. Classic Drift, I guess, because he was orange originally in Robots in Disguise, and he was blue in Age of Extinction from the movie a couple years ago, and this one's red and white. He has white and red swords, transforms into a car nicely, and with a different head would be perfect on your Lost Light shelf. I like him a bunch. He's got places to store swords in robot mode, and what else can you ask for? Other than an alternate head. It's pretty great. Rounding out the set is Starscream, which this is the first time the mold has been available through a non-exclusive account. It goes from robot to jet and back again. It has basically G1 colors and a head that looks vaguely like he did in Prime. The jet doesn't have a lot of decoration, no Decepticon symbols on the wings other than the sticker on his shoulder. He's got the big shoulder pads that look kind of like he does when he's crowned leader of the Decepticons in the original Transformers the movie. He doesn't have much of a nose, but he looks cool, and he's basically in scale with your other deluxe toys. I currently have this version of the toy palling around with my Cybertron shelf with Windblade and Rattrap and all of those guys, because that's what I do, because I'm lots of fun. He has two guns that can be held in his hands or plugged into his arms. I think you'll enjoy the figure immensely. It's a good case in general. It has two each of Strongarm and Grimlock and one each of everybody else. So if you know somebody who needs a present for a birthday or Easter or something, go ahead and get this case. Keep six of the figures for yourself. Give two away. Save them for a holiday gift for somebody or a future birthday present. It's worth it, I think. I enjoy them. So check those out at entertainmerth.com. Future waves are also available. You can order wave 11 right now. I'm sure a wave 12 is coming soon. Wave 11 I got, and I will probably be talking about soon, includes Grimlock again, but also includes Skywarp, a new battle mask version of Windblade, Soundwave, and Blur. And Blur is really cool. They're all really cool, but Blur is really cool. So check those out on our website today. I'm sure you love Transformers. I know I do. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and go to entertainmentearth.com right now and see if you can enter our contest, which will be ending April 7th. You can win a $1,000 shopping spree and a trip to Entertainment Earth. Win-win if you win. Otherwise, you don't win. But you don't lose because you don't have to pay anything to enter. You just enter and maybe you get something. So give it a shot at entertainmentearth.com today.